Time now for this week's WCHL Hometown Hero, brought to you by Hendrick South Point BMW. This week, we're going back in time and recognizing a hero of history, Stan Vickers, who courageously integrated the Chapel Hill Carver City School System back in 1961, 60 years ago this year.
This is a story about courage, it's a story about resilience, and it's a story about resolve, and because of that, we're all in a better place.
In 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down school segregation in the Brown v. Board of Education decision, but Chapel Hill Carver City Schools dragged its heels on integrating for nearly a decade after that. In 1959, the school board denied Thomas Lee and Lattice Vickers' request to have their son Stanley attend the all-white Carver Elementary School. They filed a lawsuit, won their case 2 years later, and in 1961, it was Stanley Vickers who entered Chapel Hill Junior High School as the school's first black attendee, and he faced a lot of adversity to do it.
I had lunch by myself. I had a gym by myself. To some, I'm an anomaly. To others, I'm a threat. To others, I'm something less than human.
But Stan Vickers persevered, he got his degree, and in so doing, he paved the way for the full integration of Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, an act of courage that the school board recently recognized him and his family for earlier this summer. Here's District Superintendent Dr. Nia Hamlet.
I just can't express enough how appreciative I am to be able to sit here as superintendent of Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, knowing that I now know one of the heroes who led this equity work that we continue to fight for, because we now have that foundation to really know where it started. So thank you.
School board member Ronnie Dossi agreed.
Just so much gratitude for you. I can only imagine what your life was like as that only person, and being alone in the classroom, having teachers literally dismiss you or ignore you, and to persevere through that, I just have so much gratitude and respect for you.
Stan Vickers was there at the meeting earlier this summer to receive that recognition, but as he said, he wasn't the only hero involved in the integration of Chapel Hill Carver City Schools.
While my name is on the resolution, the real heroes can't be my mom and dad, who started this, and all of the people who helped me. So I'm here tonight kind of for them. It's them that you're honoring.
So thanks to the Vickers family, thanks to everyone who stood up for what was right at a difficult time, and thanks and congratulations to Stanley Vickers, our WCHL hometown hero. Brought to you by Hendrick South Point BMW, also home to Subaru and Acura. If it's a pre-owned automobile you want, they'll find that for you too, no matter what the brand. At Hendrick South Point Auto Mall, they promise to wow you.